We're the hosts of Feast for Radio,
and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
In September of 2025, police in Longueuil shot and killed a 15-year-old boy named Noran Razahi. After months of a criminal investigation into the events leading up to the shooting by Montreal's police force, the SPVM, now, this week, 11 teenagers between 13 and 17 years old have been charged in connection to the incident, while the police officer who killed Razahi has still not been named or charged with anything. The charges for these teens, who were likely present when their friend was killed in September, include unlawful assembly and possession of a weapon for dangerous purposes, though no other clear weapons charges have been laid, and the only weapon found at the scene was the abandoned gun of the officer who killed Razahi. Five of these teenagers have been arrested, and six of them have been charged by summons. They're expected to appear before a youth court in September of this year. Noran Razahi was shot dead by the police in September. He was with a group of other teenagers in the suburb of Longueuil. Someone placed a 911 call. When police arrived and parked their cruiser, they opened fire in under a minute. The police then, after killing Razahi within seconds, took 1 hour and 36 minutes before reporting the incident to the BEI, Quebec's police watchdog. The officer's gun used to kill Razahi was found at the scene later. Three investigations were launched into this incident. There is an ongoing investigation into the police shooting itself, an investigation into the police service, and this criminal investigation into the events leading up to the shooting. The family of Noran Razahi want answers swiftly. They have not spoken publicly in months, but here is the mother speaking to press back in December.
We want justice. We want this officer to be punished and the police department to take responsibility. This must never happen again. There cannot be another Noran.
The family of Razahi are still suing the city of Longueuil for $2.2 million. Now, families of five of the teenagers charged this week have launched a separate lawsuit suing the city for $1.9 million. The DPCP, the highest-level police watchdog body for this incident, is now reviewing all of the evidence to decide whether there is a reasonable prospect to convict the police officer who killed Razahi, and whether criminal charges against this officer are warranted. There is no set date for when we will hear about the results of this investigation. Policing policy researcher Ted Rutland had this to say about SPVM and the consequences for bad and violent policing in Montreal.
Why is it that police forces are these institutions where you can kill somebody and go to work the next day? Consistently, you know? Nobody in Montreal history has lost their job for killing, no police officer has lost their job for killing a citizen, except once. In 1988, Alain Gossette was fired for having killed Anthony Griffin the previous year, but he was rehired a year after that.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
There's a synth in the house. Welcome, everybody, to your weekly synth electronic show here on CJLO. Hello, hello. I am back. I'm happy to be back. Tonight, it's very warm. There's just something going on as of late with how warm it is in the studio. I've got a fan to my left. I've got a semi-functioning AC to the right. But I am great here, to be fair. It is quite warm, but it is quite lovely to have you all listening. How about that? I am here joined by myself and by you. Well, I really don't know why I said that. But tonight we are going to have a great collection of our favorites since we are back on our program, on our main program. Although there's never really a main program here. It's just we do as we please here. But in any case, let us settle in. And I will not lie, I'm not very prepared today. So, as of lately, I've not been doing much. I've been a bit on and off from doing work, and also just completely down. Like today, like I feel like this is the kind of these days that we are going through right now. These are the kind of days where we have an excuse to not do anything productive during our day, because for some reason there's just, as soon as you step outside or just as soon as you wake up, because as well I woke up today at 12, so you know that's already a great start to your day. I'm catching up to all that sleep I missed. But yeah, it's basically just very hard to start off something productive as soon as the day begins like this in a hallway. But leaving that all aside, we're here to listen to some synths and some radio. Let us start things off with a song called Crimson Silhouette by Betamax. Tonight's show, as mentioned, it will be all synths, mostly synth wave and synth pop. So themed, I would like to say, yeah, even though it is our regular ish program, but themed it is. Let us get started. Thank you. back from that. Well, that was Babes in the Woods by Ghost Twin. And just before that, we had Crimson Silhouette by Betamax. We'll be heading into a really, really short ad break, and we'll be continuing onwards.
The International Nuit d'Afrique Festival, presented by TD, invites you to celebrate 40 years of music, sharing, and connection from July 7th to 19th. For 13 days, Montreal will come alive to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Be sure not to miss Benin International Musical, Melodie, and The Two. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
This just in.
REVC is no longer on Mondays. It's Sundays at 9!
Sundays at 9!
Music so good, you'll exterminate.
J. Lowe は多様性を重視しているため、いろんな経験を持った世界各国からのボランティアさんたちが協力して作り上げているラジオ局です。ボランティア中にできた友達や思い出は一生忘れません。 CJ ローではライブ収録、マーケティング、ブロードキャスティングなどいろんなボランティア活動ができる場所です。応募お待ちしております。
Welcome back to your favorite show of 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. There's one and only show at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. It is There's a Synth in a House. We're back. And if you excuse me, it is a bit of a chaotic night for me today just because of the fact that I feel like I handle things much worse, especially live, especially in the heat. I'm going to be mentioning this every time that we're going to be off of the songs because it is a bit hard not to mention. And it's not just something to clear in and fill in the blanks of the episode. Absolutely not. My mind is absolutely blank. Like if there was something else that I would talk about, I would. But really, currently, what's filling the blanks is, man, it's hot in here. these fans are doing their best. They're really doing their best. But any case, so we'll continue onwards with the song. And then hopefully by then, I will have more things in mind to talk about. I should already have a couple of things that I'm thinking about talking. But I'll do that while the song plays. Next, you'll hear Frozen Heart by Violentine.
Yeah.
Frozen Heart by Violentine. That was really lovely. Really lovely. Just like... I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the complete opposite of what this song brings out. I'm thinking about how long it's been taking for me to fix my bike up. And it's still not fixed. So by contrast, this song was lovely. It basically is the feeling of having a perfectly working bike and you cruising along down, the Lachine Canal out here or on the Samuel de Champlain Bridge. Actually, that is one of the best spots for a sunset just on a bike home. My goodness, would recommend 10 out of 10. But allow me to rant a bit about this. My bike has been... I've used it in the winter, and you might be like, oh, well, there you go. You have the source of the problem. Well, yes, but it does confuse me because the previous winters, we've had it in a sort of shed outside, and it's been quite fine. And this winter, I've used it like maybe once or twice just to experiment, and I did not go through some horrible snow or like any snowstorms. Although this winter was exceptionally long as opposed to usual ones. But point being, I did not expose it to some terrible elements. And when I came out, well, basically everything was completely, well, toast, basically. First of all, the chain was not working. It was completely rusted and... Basically, I tried to oil it up with some, how's it called, the FD40. I think it's the universal, I think actually the FD40, I'm getting sidetracked, but it's like the most universally used product ever. Like it has so many uses, but in this case, I use it for degreaser. Hear me throughout this story. Like, listen, this story has a point. Anyways, so also the tires were completely deflated, but that was an easy check. And then I looked, oh, they have a puncture. Great. Let me look through that. Okay, I bought a new tube. All right, that's working. Okay, it's fitting. Okay, now why is the cassette horrible? It's absolutely toast as well. Okay, great. Okay, so now I guess it's just, let's buy a new wheel. We buy a new wheel, and now the tire tube does not fit on it. Oh, phenomenal! And also, I bought in the meantime some articles. That's article in French. Some things to remove the chain, and it did not work as well. So the amount of spending I've tracked for this project is going out of the roof, and it's approaching the amount that you would spend for a new bike. And it's just upsetting when you just see this going up and you just don't have any bike. And in the meantime, I literally just bought a Bixi membership. And it is worth it, honestly. And that is also making it much, much harder to focus on the bike that I currently own when you have access to the entire network of Montreal. Hear me through this again. I'm almost done. And we kept, or at least I kept trying to replace it. So since the wheel did not work, I just returned it. Boom, bam. Then I looked at it, the old wheel, and was like, let me go to a shop. And they just said that, oh, this wheel, you could try and put a new cassette on it, but actually it is absolutely not even worth having this wheel because it has so much, like, let's just say, translation, if you know what I mean, just like translation while you write it, like it goes left, right, left, right, and it is to such an extreme point that you cannot even correct it out. Boom, you don't have a wheel anymore. Great, you don't have a chain, you don't have a wheel. Did I mention I had to pay for a new brakes. Boom, even more money. And at this point, it's just like, well, what is even going on? And now you have to find a new wheel. And oh my God, it just keeps going. It just keeps going. And then just like finding a wheel with a cassette on it instead of looking for a wheel separately and a cassette separately. And both of these have to work with the chain. Well, that should not be a problem, but also with the tube. And you have to go through each store. Oh my God, it's just such a headache. Point being that this is the exact opposite of what you want to be hearing in a song. And the song that we just heard maybe 5 minutes prior to my rant was the song and the feeling that you want to have in your summer. And I really desperately hope that all of y'all are enjoying it more than I have been with my adventures or misadventures with my bike. There we go. How's that? Next up, we've got My Life by FM Attack. A great, great song. And again, just to cleanse your palate from this little story. And maybe I'll have another story lined up after that. My Life by FM Attack. Oh, what a great, great, great song. When you associate synthwave, when you think about synthwave and where it has been used in movies, you think about Stranger Things. But, I did not think about Stranger Things whilst I was listening to this song. I was thinking about a movie. Let's actually go on another little tangent. How about that, if you do not mind? As of late, I've been a couple times to the theater. I have not watched the new Mario movie. I am sorry, I've not come here to rant about that, although I'm sure it has its lows. But I did watch Disclosure Day, and it has a lot of good things, but I don't know. The actors, great round of applause to them. Emily Blunt absolutely nailed it, and most other roles as well absolutely nailed it, and just the bewilderment and just to match the lunacy of the situation, basically. And so absolutely no complaints in that department, and it is very pretty as well. It's cinematic, it's shot beautifully. But the script writing is absolutely tragic. Like, I cannot believe it. Like, there's some moments that absolutely are Looney Tunes-esque. And that completely ruins some very important plot points. There's also there's at least five police chase scenes, and where they all arrive at a location in the same exact way at the five times. Now that might be just like a tiny detail, but talking about a movie that talks about extraterrestrial life, a bit of spoilers ahead, just the fact that it is quite not necessarily existentialist, but it is quite a unique movie in that that it tries to make you think and reflect about that. Just these little things absolutely ruin it. And just like, I don't know, like the logic of the actions of some characters is absolutely unmatched. It is unreasonable. I don't know even how to even call it. Just like the plot defense, like, I guess, like, there's just... Some characters just find themselves in some situations where they would absolutely not come of there fine, and yet they do, and it's so upsetting, and it's just a shame. It is really a shame, but otherwise it is a good movie. But I did not really enjoy myself by the end. It's a shame. Otherwise, there is also the Cinéma du Musée, who had a screening of Stalker. Absolutely amazing Tarkovsky movie. Not much to say about that, because other than it's a classic and it is absolutely amazing. But seeing it in theaters and not at home, well, for the first time, was a shocker, because this movie has an amount of silences that is absolutely, well, that is absurd, because at least compared to modern cinema, and just having that entire silence in the movie theaters with just some people, I don't know, waiting in anxious silence. It is completely different, and we don't have that anymore. And maybe thankfully, maybe not, but in any case, it made me wonder how far we've strayed actually from that kind of simpler mise-en-scene, basically. And yeah, absolutely loved it. Forgot a couple of things from there, but from the last time I watched it, and also read the book, so absolutely recommend watching that if you were interested. So that was a bit of my rant for movies. I've already found a new topic to talk about after. So I guess today there's a rant in the house, and since I'm on vacation, it's just me ranting about things, and if you don't mind, it feels good. It feels good to just debrief about this. But anyways, I have another good song for you up next. Love Letters Perfumed with Ether is the song title. It is by Handful of Snowdrops, our local band from Quebec. And let me put you on it right now. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. And let's get to it.
Blinding friend.
perfumed with ether by Handful of Snowdrops. What a lovely track that was, just like absolutely encompassing the genre of post-wave. Yes, that's the word that I was looking for. We'll be right back after the ads. Don't go anywhere. We have 15 minutes of pure bliss ahead.
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sauterania and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead. The show continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops Crops Crops, MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizach, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec Nihilism Front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
Join us Saturday nights at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, Saturday nights at midnight here on CJLO.
Welcome back to the final 13 minutes. Let's finish things off, with a little blast from the past. Images in Vogue, their very, very first release that they had. The pre-release is out. Was released in 1982, and the first track from it, Breaking Up, really caught my attention when listening to it, and I'd like to put it on for you just to see as well how much the genre of synthwave has changed over time. But it stands strong. It really stands strong.
Performer in perfect fashion.
to say I am jealous by that skill, because imagine just having that good of a song right off your first release. I am just out of words. But anyways, continuing onwards, we have back to the present. We have a very new release from the album Liminal by Liminal Prison, their first LP, and they're also from around, so you'll have to see that. I will be playing for you Lincoln. I think that will be the song to play, Lincul. Thank you for tuning in tonight's episode of There's a Synth in a House. I'll be here next week, next Wednesday, to host probably the last episode before I go on a little summer break myself. But for now, that's been it. Thank you for listening to my rants. And we'll see you next week. And I'll leave you on the same artist, Liminal Prison, track called Potum. Have a good night. Sense out.